Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRock Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRock Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
So crime is rampant in New York City. Shootings are up like 80-something percent. And this is no joke. They had a racial slur was uttered outside of a theater this week. And so they had to shut down the 7 o'clock show.
Alrighty, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, the Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics. And a lot like our radio show for 20 years, we try to, very opinionated, talk about what we want to talk about. And usually it ends up not being money, but maybe we will sneak in some money here. It's been a pretty volatile sort of few months here as the market, I've been saying, sort of trending sideways, not necessarily a lot down, certainly not up, but trending sideways. So we'll see if we can get to some of your money topics here. We should actually do a little more money, Glenn. We really don't do much money, and we should do more money.
No, definitely should, especially now when the markets are choppy. When things are swimmingly well and things are going just along fine, you know, it's like, it's fun to talk. But there's a lot of politics. It's tough because we only have two shows a week. We have the Saturday show from 1 to 3, which really is only about an hour and a half by the time you bake in the commercials. And then we have the Tuesday podcast, which is about an hour. So we got about, you know, what, 2.5 hours of radio a week to pack in. Like 25 hours worth of stuff.
And a lot of the market's been trending, you know, a lot of biggest concern has been inflation. So thank you, Joe Biden, for rising prices, you know, especially fuel prices. And people say, oh, well, what is fuel? It's just fuel. No, it's not just fuel. We you know, talk about moving product from one side of the country to the other side of the country. It now costs double to do that, right? So it sort of, you know, rolls itself through the entire economy, that higher fuel prices.
So we have, I got to be honest, in some sectors, we have out-of-control inflation. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest here. This transient, I called it, you called it, March of this year, they said, well, inflation's kicking up. Janet Yellen, we think it's transient. Okay, we said it right there and then. It's, you know, when you start to build in wage inflation, when people have to start paying twice as much for employees because the government's paying them to stay home, that's going to stick. When you kill the Keystone Pipeline, when you restrict new leases on federal lands and take away and not renew the ones that you have, he went from making us energy independent. Mm-hmm. We finally got to energy independence.
Not dependent on terrorist nations for our fuel.
Right. Yep. Right. So now we're energy dependent again, right? We have gas prices have basically doubled.
They've doubled.
More than doubled since Joe Biden in 9 months, right? We are fast on our way to $4 a gallon. So we have higher energy prices.
Or seven.
Natural gas prices are spiking, right? So you have lack of energy that's going to go to all these companies that manufacture goods here, all these companies that have to are trucking, transportation, anything. All those costs are going to be passed on to the consumer, right? You know, inflation is one of the most regressive type of taxes on the lower middle class and the lower class, because for a lot of our clients that, you know, either they're working or they're already retired and they have $1 million plus, right? They're not driving back and forth to work every day because they're retired, right? Maybe they take a road trip or two. But the reality of it is, you know, do they like paying $4 a gallon? No. $3.50 a gallon? No. Is it going to really change their lifestyle? No, it's not.
Well, because
but it will for a lot of people that make $30,000 a year or $40,000 a year that are struggling between food, rent, gas, right? They're trying to juggle that and balance that, which is what 80% of America said.
Well, and the other thing is our portfolios have kept up with that, right? A good, well-diversified portfolio has kept up with inflation. So as I'm doing reviews with clients, one of the things we talk about is a concern we have is inflation. And I've been saying, and I don't want to sound like a broken record, but we're starting to see the divide between the upper middle class and the lower middle class. The upper middle class is a family. Maybe it's a husband and wife. They've saved $1 million bucks, you know, let's say $900,000, pick a number, right? Maybe they got a small pension. They've got their Social Security. Their house is paid off. And we're doing reviews with them. We're saying, hey, look at your $1 million is now $1.2 million over the last 2 years, right? Now, did milk and cookies go up? Yes. Did fuel go up? Yes. Did it go up $200,000 for you? No. Well, we beat inflation. No. Unfortunately, that lower middle class is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger, because those people that just were ready to put money into their 401k plan are now going, I can't do it. I've got to put, you know, sneakers on that cost on the kids that are now double. I've got to put fuel in the car that's now double. And those people get hit even harder, and that divide gets wider and wider and wider.
think about the delay for these kids that are coming out of college, that are young in the workforce, that are in their 20s, early 30s. I mean, think about, you know, the headwinds that they now face, right? They may have to get a vaccine, whether they like it or not, if they want to work, which is outrageous to me, yep. right? We got to talk about that today, because what's going on in Europe should frighten all of us. What's going on in Australia should frighten all of us.
What's going on in New York?
We got to draw the line in the sand
California
here.
Should frighten
New
all
York,
of
California.
Us.
Yeah. We got to draw the line in the sand here. But think about the headwinds that these kids have, right? It's you know, they've got to worry about higher gas prices. Now they can't afford a home. That's out of the question, right? You know, they've got all kinds of issues that they're going to have to deal with. You know, higher food costs, higher gas costs, higher. You know, are they going to be able to contribute, like you said, their 401k? No. Are they going to be able to save money and buy a house at some point? Maybe. It's going to be tough, though. They're going to have to really work hard and think outside the box. Now, here's the good news for those in their 20s that are listening. We know we have a lot of young listeners of the podcast. Look around at your competition. That dude or that girl walking down the street by themselves wearing a face mask, that's your competition.
Right. That's right.
Right? That guy riding his bike all alone in the middle of nowhere with a face mask on, that's your competition. Mm-hmm. Your competition is sheep, to be honest, right? So you have an opportunity to really set yourself apart and do amazing things because your competition is really a bunch of idiots. Yes. I got to be honest. So in a way, the kids that are coming out of college today, these young 20-year-olds that are already in the workforce, they do have a lot of headwinds. But in another way, you know, some of the competition that they face, if they're the ones that actually have common sense that can use their brains, are going to do spectacular
things.
All
goes back to that gap getting wider and wider and wider. You will see a different class of people right now. There will be poor. There will be poor middle class. Yeah. And that
poor light.
And then, poor light. And there'll be a wealthier middle class, right? Yeah. And to your point, just like that, there'll be few people that will embrace the opportunity. The ones that do will move their way up to the upper middle class and wealthy, right? They will embrace the opportunity. There'll be less and less competition and more people sitting around waiting for free handouts, which is a shame because, you know, they really are trying to do their best to destroy that. You know, we've always talked about, you know, the United States of America being the fastest place in the world to go from the lowest tax ring to the highest tax ring. And they're making that harder and harder and harder for people. More barriers to entry, more taxes, more regulations, right? It gets harder and harder and harder for somebody to accomplish it. Now, the people that do embrace it, they're gonna be wealthy. They're going to make it. But harder and harder and harder every single day. That's what they do. Monday through Friday, these liberal Democrats wake up and think, how can I get more money out of your pocket?
They're,
if you look at this quote,
they're communists
this,
now.
This bullshit stimulus package, it is unreal. I mean, they literally have gone through and tried, okay, what haven't we taxed it with? Oh, stocks that haven't been sold yet. Let's see if we can go after them, right?
Perfect.
Real estate that hasn't been sold yet. Let's see if we can go after that. I mean, it's like, holy crap, just stop for a second. Let the free market roll itself for a little while. Just leave it alone.
Nope. They don't believe in the free market. They don't believe these liberal Democrats are now communists. They're not even liberal Democrats
That's
anymore.
Right.
They're communists.
That's right.
They are embracing. Look at the person proposed by Obama or O'Biden, whatever. It's not Biden anymore. It's not Joe Biden. He's not running the country. The nominee for the Secretary of the Currency is Sol Omarova. Sol Omarova is from Russia. She is a tried and true Soviet. She looks like she has a Chinese background, so that fits well too,
good,
right?
Perfect.
As recently as 2019, so this is not ancient history. Like, look, if you were dumb in your youth and you said something stupid, like, I like Russia better, right? I think communism is better. I believe in Marxism. Yeah. But you grew up, you know, 20 years later, you realize how stupid you were. But no, this is 2019. Omarova praised the Soviet Union for having no pay gap, something which she believes could be improved in the U.S. She's amazed. No pay gap. They were all poor. The country collapsed. They couldn't get toilet paper, right? President Reagan did a great job poking fun at Russia and doing it through humor. But the situation wasn't so funny for Russians. Mm-mm. They were suffering to try to get basic goods and services, okay? That's where we're heading. Here's what it's unbelievable, right? So she goes on to say what you will about the old USSR. There was no gender pay gap there. Market doesn't always know best.
Yeah, that's true.
So like in Venezuela, 77%. Venezuela was the wealthiest country in South America. Now, after socialism, 20 years of it, 77%. 77% of the people are poor in that country.
Well, there's less
of
a gap.
It's incredible.
There's less of a gap. I mean, everybody's on the same page, Glenn. I mean, so what if you can't find toilet paper? Yeah.
She won the Lenin Award.
Basic foods.
That's what she won. No joke. Yeah, Saul Omarova won the Lenin Scholarship for, I mean, for what? For Marxist studies? It's insane. 300,
what?
But this is who they're
350
this
million
is who
people, and we couldn't find anybody better, huh?
This is who they're proposing because this is what they believe in. This is exactly what they believe
in. Sad, though.
It's really
sad
unreal.
When you look at the track record of what free market capitalism has done for people and the opportunity, and then to just destroy that, to be that stupid to say, well, you know, we're going to try one of these systems that has failed constantly, time after time after time. There is some hope, though.
It won't fail for them, though. Sorry, Mike, but it won't fail for them, see, and they know that. Nancy Pelosi will still be uber wealthy, right? Because remember, 77% of the people in Venezuela are poor, but the other 23%
very wealthy,
right,
very
are wealthy. Really wealthy now, right? Yeah. They've got billions of dollars.
Very wealthy with additional power, right? I mean, when you the more and more poor people you make, the more they become dependent on government. Like, okay, I guess I need to get out of this or to do this. So you become very, very popular, powerful.
That's right.
You know, there are some glimmers of hope out there. Texas governor bars all COVID-19 vaccine mandates in the state. So. Good for Governor Abbott. He literally has, you know, in the beginning he was a little bit of a disappointment, maybe a lot of a disappointment. But I will say lately he has taken a page out of DeSantis's book, and he is really, really fighting for some freedom
for re-election.
Yeah. Well,
oh no,
well,
I'm sorry.
Re-election, whatever. I mean,
he's got some serious challengers. He's got Alan West, who's been on this show a number of times,
he's in
the ring. I would back Alan West in a millisecond over Governor Abbott.
No doubt.
But hey, Lee, at least. Better late than never.
That's right.
Right?
That's right. That's exactly the
welcome
point.
Finally, right? I guess you finally figured out what state you were actually governing, right? Like Governor Abbott?
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely anyway. Right. And then, of course, when you look at Mr. DeSantis, he signs declaration promoting Columbus Day. So somebody actually looking at our history. The indigenous
people's
Day? Are you serious?
Let me say something. Not to take anything away from indigenous peoples. I mean, certainly, you know, you got to respect the American Indian for what they did. But let me say this: we celebrate Columbus, and we forgot to talk about this on Saturday. But Christopher Columbus changed the world. Okay, that's why he has statues to him, right? Okay, at that time in history of the world in the 1400s, everyone believed the world was flat. There were very few people that actually believed the world was round, right? Now there are still people today that believe the world is flat, but there was very few people that believed the world is round, right? So he took a huge chance, right? He had no idea if he was going to die. He didn't know. He was going on gut instinct. He was going on ancient texts that described this new world and this new place. You know, what he did, you know, in the voyages to America and really the linkage and connecting of the Americas and Europe it literally changed the world as we know it, right?
Yep.
That should be celebrated. That should be whether you, now look, did he do bad things after? Of course, everybody's got bad things in their past. Whether you go on the whole list, Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, right? They've all at the when you if you're going to judge somebody in today's standards and not look at the history and what was going on at the times, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he was for slavery. Well, not necessarily. When he got to the Americas and he got to the islands and whatnot, slavery was rampant.
Yeah.
And it has been.
Point,
and in Africa, it still is.
He
right?
grew up in that environment, right? I mean, but the whole point to history and saving some of this history is to learn from it, right? Not to break it down, but to be able to go back and say, okay, what did they do really well? What did they do that we can change in the future and make things better, right? But you don't destroy it. You don't absolutely rip it apart, or you'll never learn from it.
Well, and the argument is, wow, he sent, you know, he killed the indigenous people, and he sent blankets that were infected with smallpox, and he did some nasty things. I mean, again, we were fighting for land. There was fights going back and forth. But let's not forget, it wasn't like the Indians were living peacefully, smoking peace pipes around campfires every day, right? I mean, the Comanche Indians were some of the most brutal people on the planet at the time. They would slaughter just for the sake of slaughtering other Indian tribes. So let's not act as if, you know, it's the images in the history books of everybody being peaceful and all loving and getting together and working together was the case. There were warring tribes in this country. The Indian tribes were warring against each other. They were warring against the European settlers. The European settlers were, you know, warring back against them and fighting back with them, right? This was what was going on, and this is the history of humanity throughout the history of the world, right? So, you know, again, you can judge him for that, or you can judge him and say, look at what he did. Look at the changes of the world that he made. Yeah. I mean, it's just, again, he had no idea if he was sailing off into oblivion. He took that chance, and he changed the world because of it. And that should be celebrated, and it should be honored. It shouldn't be torn down. De Blasio, what a freaking clown he is. I can't take down the statue, so I'm gonna put my head in the sand. I'm going to build plywood box around it. This is a use of people are living on the streets homeless in New York City. Yeah. Crime is rampant.
First of all, plywood's like $7,500 a sheet now.
Right. Well, speaking of crime is rampant. Yeah. So crime is rampant in New York City. Shootings are up like 80-something percent. And this is no joke. They had a racial slur was uttered outside of a theater this week. And so they had to shut down the 7 o'clock show. Mm. Police have actually issued
shootings every night, you know.
What a joke.
Heroin being distributed to 12-year-olds and doesn't seem to be an issue. Right. We're defunding the police over that, but
you can assault police officers. No problem.
But you say something inappropriate, it's over. By the way, climate protesters descend on White House. They sing songs and vandalize Andrew Jackson statue. Nothing says I want to defend the climate better than smashing a statue. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh my God.
Nothing says I want to fight rising sea levels better than vandalizing stuff. Just does it. You can't make this stuff up. Yeah.
This is I gotta play this. Let me just play this clip because this is so worth it. This is nuts, okay? Now, mind you, they have – now, last I checked, issuing racial slurs is not actually a crime, okay? It's not a crime. It's inappropriate. Yeah. It's probably immoral. Yeah. It's not right. I'm not saying it's a good thing to do.
But it's not a crime.
But it's not illegal. Yeah. It's not a crime. Yeah. There's no –
selling heroin to a 12-year-old? Yes.
Right.
Shooting people? Yes. Chicago.
The Northport Police Department condemns the use, this is their statement, condemns the use of any racially motivated speech or behavior, officials said in a statement announcing the investigation. Anyone with information regarding the incident has been asked to contact the Northport Police Department by calling 631, this is their actual number, 631-261-7500. Call them and tell them that uttering a racial slur is not a freaking crime. I mean,
what are you going to arrest them for?
You have nothing better to do? This is crazy. Let me play this. This is good.
It's over the weekend.
Listen.
A racist incident forced a Long Island theater to cancel the performance over the weekend. It happened after Sunday's 2 p.m. performance of Smokey Joe's Cafe at the John W. Engelman Theater in Northport. One of the cast members was walking outside the theater
when someone
yelled a racial slur. Unclear whether that person was in the theater previously or just walking down the street.
Are you kidding me?
The cast member reported it to the theater officials, who then canceled the 7 p.m. performance. The crime was reported to the police, but the victim did not want to file a report.
What a snowflake. Seriously?
It's a disgusting thing that happened. It's a disgrace that even took place.
I swear.
Canceled the performance?
I've been here 15 years.
Yeah.
I've never had anything like this.
Let me tell you something. Glenn and I have been called...
It wasn't a Molotov cocktail.
Glenn and I have been called a few nasty things before by some liberals.
Yeah. You shut down the office.
Bet your bottom dollar that you call us whatever you want, the show will go on. The show will go on. We have been called nasty things as we've been downtown before the radio show. And the last thing I would say is we're canceling the show. I'd say, let's warm this baby up.
Shut it down. Right? He wasn't even sure. I mean, it could have been something completely that was misheard. It could have been misunderstood. Yes. Okay, it was a racial slur. Let's say somebody across the street yelled a racial slur. You, whatever, right? You're going to cancel a 7 o'clock show? Was it like they threatened to buy the place? I mean, what am I missing here? Was it when somebody like yell fire in a theater? Now that's a crime, right? That's inciting, you know, a riot kind of deal. Yeah. Like that's not a good, you can't do that, right? But outside the theater, somebody's walking outside the theater and says, I think I heard a racial slur. I'm going to go back inside and report it to my manager. So they shut the theater down. Are you serious?
This is where we are, Glenn.
But if you scream at patrons outside of a restaurant and destroy their meal with their family and their kids there, no problem.
Well, you can actually smash
Police don't issue any warnings whatsoever.
You can actually smash the windows out of the restaurant.
Yeah. I think I'm going to call – after the show this morning, I'm going to call this police. I have to ask them. I have to call them and ask them. Like, you can't be serious, right? This isn't really a crime, right? I mean, which part of your statute makes – negates free speech and makes that a crime. I'm just curious. Yeah. Just curious.
It's if only the guy had been wearing a mask, right? Then he wouldn't have heard the racial slur.
So. If words now constitute hate crimes, then we're in serious trouble.
Get a set of stones, by the way, folks. Set of stones. Look, if somebody calls you something like that, you know, it is not right. It's totally inappropriate, but do better. Do better. I mean, that's how you win. Do better. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, seriously, what a joke. Yes, Snowflakes is right. Don't worry. The Northport Police Department is on the case. Yes. They're going to figure this out.
Meanwhile, there will be adults selling heroin to 12-year-olds without an issue.
My God.
Smashing windows, burning down cities, and
no problem.
Yeah, the planet is warming rapidly, resulting in historic drought. So, a new study from Climate Central, a nonprofit research group, I'm sure run by Al Gore and his friends, shows that roughly 50 major coastal cities will need to implement unprecedented adaptation measures to prevent rising seas from swallowing their most populated areas. This is on CNN. I have no idea how I got to this, but apparently now 50 cities will be underwater. Now, how many decades have we heard this? Because this is the same exact thing that Al Gore released literally 40 years ago. 40 years ago. Within 10 years, we were all going to be underwater, and they continue to say the same crap, and nothing changes. Nothing changes.
Isn't this why we teach our kids the story of Chicken Little? Mm-hmm. I mean, isn't this why we teach our children... Yes. About the boy who cried wolf, right? Don't we have all kinds of different child stories about the sky is falling or the big bad wolf or any of this stuff that there's a reason, folks, because the general nature of humanity is to do exactly this, right? Is to cry the sky is falling, and someday we will have a really serious crisis. Someday there will be a crisis for some whatever reason, right? Whatever happens, it'll be natural made. It'll be volcanic. Volcanoes spew whatever.
Gain of function research.
We'll have to figure something out.
Gain of function research.
Gain of function research. Exactly.
That is a realistic thing, right? I mean, well, obviously, we know that they played with a virus. They made this thing up. They threw it out there. As you've pointed out many times, Fauci probably knew how bad this could be. Thankfully, it didn't.
Yep.
Thankfully, it didn't.
Yeah.
It looks.
Well, I got bad news for you. They're working on a new virus.
Oh, yeah.
This is no joke. Dan Bongino reported this week. They're working on a new virus that is said to be 50 to 100 times more deadly than the coronavirus that is currently out there, the Wuhan 19, I'm going to start calling it.
Oh, good.
This Wuhan lab has direct ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And for you clowns out there, I know you're not listening to this show, but you have friends that are oh, come on, you're just conspiracy theorists, come on.
No, they ate a bat.
The Communist Chinese Party would never do anything like kill 50 million of their own citizens.
No.
They did that, guys.
They did that. Absolutely.
They starved, murdered, or tortured to death 50, and that's a conservative estimate, 50 million of their own citizens between 1948 and 1952 or 1950 and 1962.
Why would they not do that? I mean, they are hungry on global power. They want to be number one. And this was pretty clear that it was made in a Chinese, Wuhan lab, right? Why would they not? By the way, they easily controlled the world. Easily controlled the world. I mean, people hidden. Everyday people that I thought would never, ever hide in their house. They've been hidden in their house, right? So they can see how easy, by the way, see how easy it was to manipulate the media. I mean, the media has done zero research to actually report the real deaths on this. I saw yesterday, we're over 700,000. No, we're over 700,000 of people that died with COVID, not of COVID. We're still at about 6% of that.
They're looking to change that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right.
With this new research, sir. Right. Somebody got in real trouble for that. Oh, not nearly deadly enough.
Yeah.
To the gallows with you, I'm sure. Somebody got in real trouble for not making this thing right. All those.
So we're looking at 40 to 50,000 people that died of COVID over a 2-year period. So you divide that in half, we're looking at about 25,000. Obviously, tough for a group of people, mainly group of people with pre-existing conditions over the age of 70. Not tough at all for kids. Not tough at all. I mean, basically a 0% rate of dying. In fact, even with pre-existing conditions, I mean, way, way less deadly than the normal flu for children. All good stuff. All good stuff. Of course, the media, very easy to manipulate. We know now that they are very, very easy to manipulate. They can be controlled by the Chinese government within seconds. And I'm sure they'll continue to expand upon that for sure.
Yeah, they had forced work zones. Just reading this, I mean, honestly, it was just they're talking about you know, 1,000 prison camps that they had across the country, 14-hour days. They would literally work people to death. You know, it's just amazing. And they did it with the youth. I mean, let's read this real quick. This is from theheritage.org, and if you don't subscribe to Heritage, you should. Can you name the greatest mass murder of the 20th century? No, it wasn't Hitler or Stalin. It was Mao Zedong, right? According to authoritative Black Book of Communism, an estimated 65, I was underestimating, 65 million Chinese died as a result of Mao's repeated merciless attempts to create a new socialist China. Anyone who got in his way was done away with by execution, imprisonment, or forced famine. Yeah, amazing. So it was, this was not like 1800s, well, not 16 something. This was within the last 80 years in this world, okay? This was, you know, last century. Yeah. This was within the lifetime of your parents or your grandparents, okay? That's this, for, again, I remind everybody this because it can happen again. Mm. The arrogance to say that, oh, it'll all be good. The government will take care of us. I want to read to you what's going on. Let me just read this if I could. Cool. This is what's going on.
And to think that the government isn't greedy, that's my favorite. Well, you know, these capitalists are greedy. Well, why, isn't the government greedy then? If you work for the government and you want to steal other people's goods and services, wouldn't that be your greed? No. Just entrepreneurs are greedy. Not the government.
No, not the government that wants to control everything and take all of your money and right. tell you what to do and how to spend it.
The government that killed 50 million people. No, that's not greedy at all. No.
So Europe has instituted in many countries a COVID passport now, right? Just like we have been fighting against and we have been warning people against. From day one, New York City's now done this, right? So well, if New you're York black State in New York City,
Excelsior Pass or whatever, New York State
Excelsior
has already,
Pass. Yeah,
they put the laid the foundation. I'm sure California has the same pass.
If you're in New York City and you're black, you can no longer go into a restaurant unless you're vaccinated, right? You can no longer shop in a grocery store. I mean, I want you to listen to this first.
You can no longer do that if you're black because they are more hesitant to get the shot than white people have been.
That's right. Yeah. Right, and rightfully so, because, you know, the government in our country, our government, our U.S. government, who is not pure as a driven snow, has a history of using African Americans as lab rats and guinea pigs. And we've done this, right? We did this. Yep. We did this with the Tuskegee experiment. Look it up, right? But I want to read this. This is from a guy in Lithuania who's fighting against this. Lithuania now has gone to full Europe-style society-wide COVID pass, okay? This is a blog he wrote. And I want you to just listen to this and how we get here. We're not that far from here. Okay. My wife and I have been suspended without pay for 4 weeks. We can't return to our jobs. Not sure our employers would let us back. Even if they did, our colleagues despise us. Wish on social media for our death. Nothing we can do will ever erase that. We can't work there. We can't find new jobs in our professions. My wife and I have very different jobs in very different fields, but all the jobs in both our fields now require a COVID pass. No pass, no job. We're not allowed to buy food in the local supermarket. We may only shop in small stores with street-facing entrances, which mainly sell food, pharma, glasses, contacts, or farming pet supplies. In our area, that effectively limits us to one small, expensive convenience store. The pass has wreaked havoc with the free market. Supermarkets, which require the pass, report shopper traffic is down 25% in the past month since the pass was imposed. But in small stores where the pass isn't required, it's only up 0.7%. So where have the shoppers gone? We now buy food in old Soviet-style markets, outdoors, in parking lots, products sold on the street, tiny tables, or from backs of cars. Produce, eggs, cheese, meat, fish, cash only, no pass required. Not as convenient as a supermarket, but works for now. Life finds a way. I need to make home repairs, but without a pass, I can't enter the hardware store to buy supplies. I can't call for a repair worker because repairs are banned for non-pass holders, and I have no income now to pay for outside help anyway, so our home stays unrepaired. We went to the dentist we've attended for years for an appointment for one of my children, but had to leave because I don't have a COVID pass. No other dentist in our area will see us. We've heard of dentists who treat people with no pass, but they're far, so no dental care. We tried to buy art supplies for our kids from a craft store. No purchase allowed without a pass. We tried to buy educational toys in a toy store. We were barred from entering. We can't buy kitchen supplies. I mean, it's just, this goes on and on. I want you to think about that, folks. Is this the life you want in the future? And I don't care, you know, my whole family is basically vaccinated. It's not about that. I know people, we have clients who can't get vaccinated mm-hmm. because they have a pre-existing medical condition. We have clients that have clotting issues, mm-hmm. right? We know that it's evident, we have evidence now that these vaccines have caused some issues, mm-hmm. right? There, if this was treated like any other vaccine, this would have been pulled from the market long, long ago. And
still,
I'm not anti-vax.
Still wouldn't
I think
be on
that
the market.
People,
still wouldn't be on the
it
market.
It wouldn't be on the yeah. market. Exactly. It wouldn't be on the market. But it's that these mandates are a way to force people to do what they want you to do, right? It's mandates today for vaccination. Tomorrow it's give up a kidney because it's the greatest
That's
for
right.
the greater good,
oh, yeah.
right? It's give up all your money for the greater good. Yep. What's the direction we're going to treat people, anybody in society like they're treating this yeah. poor guy and his family cool. in Lithuania is wrong. It's wrong.
Especially with the blatant disregard for understanding herd immunity and people that have had COVID and why they're better off than the people that didn't have COVID but were vaccinated. Something just doesn't smell right. I've had COVID.
Nope.
My daughters have had COVID. They don't need the shot. They don't need it.
This has
so something does not smell
do.
Right when they're still trying nope. to jab that thing down my 14-year-old's arm, although
That's
and
right.
she had COVID. It does not smell right. Sickening.
It's not about the virus anymore. It was about the virus at first, and they seized upon that as an opportunity. And I'm starting to really believe, now we know for sure that it came from the Wuhan lab, and I'm really starting to now believe that the Chinese Communist Party released this on purpose because Trump was in the way of the Chinese communist global takeover.
Yep.
And look at the countries around
and
the
it
world.
Worked.
Canada. There's I'm going to play
and
this
it
clip.
Worked,
this
by
is
the
sad.
Way. And it worked. And it,
it worked.
Worked. If
it
50%
worked.
Of this country is conservative like you and I, where
I find
the
this.
Hell did they go? Where did they go? Where are
I
you?
I got to log in. And
where part. Are you? Where are you to fight? I mean, just amazing to me how easy the country was to control. And I'm not surprised
because
at all
don't have
about
the don't have the memories.
I'm
of it
not
anymore.
Surprised at all about
caught.
The blue swerf wearing ladies who are men yeah. who are, you know, refuse to go to work and can't figure out why they don't have a job and all this stuff. But I know you're a snowflake. I know why you were hiding. What I'm blown out of the water by is the people that think like you and I that were hiding, that think like
That's
you
right.
and I that couldn't figure out. Let's just take a step back and really look at the research of this thing, right? Should I be wearing a face diaper as I go into a hardware store? Does it make sense? Does it actually help, or is it just dividing the country, right? Are the death rates really at 700,000, right? If the CDC, I believe the science, says that only 6% of those people actually died of COVID. Should we not do the math and start to look at that? We're putting face diapers on our children. Yes, 50% of this country, let's just say 50% of the country thinks like you and I, but their kids are going to school with face diapers on now. Got to fight, folks. Yep. Got to step up and fight.
I want to play this clip because this is Canada now. Now, countries like Canada
Canada's gone.
Has
Australia's
fallen.
Gone.
They're gone.
Yeah, it's done.
Australia's gone,
it's done.
Right? New Zealand's gone. I'm going to play a New Zealand clip in a second. I want to play this clip, though. This is sad. I'm going to try to play this on both the screen here again as well as—
I think it was on our Facebook page. Did you see that there was an Australian police officer strangling?
Yes.
She was about an 18-year-old, 19-year-old girl
yes,
strangling
sickening.
Her because she wasn't
yeah.
wearing a mask. Like, just like you could
I'm
see the hate
what?
In this guy's eyes. Like,
yes,
like that,
it's
that she was literally
going
to kill people. Like, not, just really not understanding what this whole thing's about. Really.
For those that say, you know, the police would never come and take your guns, I got to say, we've been the biggest supporters of the blue
yeah.
and the biggest supporters of police. You guys and girls need to get your shit together.
Yeah.
I got to be honest. It's okay to say no. I'm not going to arrest a 16-year-old in a high school. That
yeah.
happened this
yep.
week. Okay, that happened this week. She refused to wear the proper mask. They literally went into the classroom and put this girl in handcuffs and arrested her,
yeah.
right? As a police officer, I'm saying no. I'm not doing that,
right.
okay? Because guess what? I know you think people think I'm crazy. This is how we got to Nazi Germany.
Yep.
Oh, just do what you're told when
yeah.
you're how do you think it wasn't just Hitler that was evil?
No.
Right. Look at all the people
listen,
that instituted his policies,
right.
the prison guards,
Millions.
The gas chamber people,
Millions.
All of the people.
Yeah.
Right. They ganged up the whole society,
yeah.
ganged up
how about,
on a group of folks that were Jewish. And now in this case, it's MAGA people.
How about,
and
how about the bigger percentage of them? How about the bigger percentage of them
that
didn't do anything except for look the other way? That's the biggest thing, right?
That's right.
I don't want to get in a fight. I don't want to get in an argument with people. No, I'll just put my face diaper on. I'll just get a shot. That's fine. No, I'll just do it. Whatever you tell me to do, I'm going to do.
It's just convenient, right? It's convenient. Yeah. It's easier, right? So I'm going to do the easy thing.
I can't go to a Bills game. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. Oh, well. Let me see if
it's
I
good
can
to see.
Do this.
By the way, sure for those of you in Erie County here, it's good to see Mark Poloncarz bankrupting the Sabres. I mean, the Sabres have had a bad product for a long time. I get that.
Whatever.
We've always been supporters of the Sabres, even when they've been bad. I've still got my season tickets. Still enjoyed going down and you know having some popcorn with my daughters, and they loved it. Right? Absolutely, 100% was going to commit my money to the season again. And they're awful. They're an awful product. But I'm like, you know what? Yeah. It's something I do in the winter with my daughters. Nah, I'm not wearing a face diaper in. I'm not getting vaccinated. I can just go see you, right? So he's absolutely the number one reason that team is suffering right now is not because of their performance. Yes, people are, you know, upset about that, all this, but you know, we are loyal Sabres fans, and there's people that I know, friends of mine that have been season tickets holder for 30 years and would have continued to buy these things to watch a mediocre product or a crappy product. But when you tell us we got to wear a face diaper, and you tell us we got to be fair, here's your tickets. So you can blame if they end up moving somewhere, we can blame it on Marky Mark and his buddies in Erie County.
Yep. I could care less at this point. Let me tell me if you can hear this or not.
I cannot.
You can't hear it? Okay, so I'm going to have to try to play this at the same time. So here we go. I'm going to see if this will work. If I can do this.
I was born under monarchy regime. I lived for 4 years under German fascism. I lived under communist system for 20 years. I had more freedom under those totalitarian regime than I have right now in Canada.
This poor guy
is just watching Canada fall.
That's my dad. He turned 88 today. He's not allowed to play pool at the Legion anymore. He's been kicked out of his golf team because he doesn't have his papers. I'd listen.
Makes you sick. Yeah. Just makes you sick. Yep. What are we doing, people? Yep. What in the hell are we doing? And he's right. I mean, there was more freedoms, you know, in communist Poland for a long time. I mean, this is outrageous. Oh, yeah. And my only glimmer of hope here is what's going on with Southwest, right? And again, I don't know if it was Bongino or somebody else talked about this week. Southwest has had to cancel well over 1,000 flights in the last couple of days. Now, they're claiming weather. Okay, but the weather didn't affect anybody else in the country. Right. So the weather didn't affect Delta, US Air, American. So you know it's all BS, right? So then they said, well, these are shortages that we've had for a while. Even the Pilots Association put out and said, no, we're not doing any sort of illegal walk or anything else. BS, right? And here's the most frustrating part of this. There actually is no mandate.
Right.
This whole mandate for employers with more than 100 employees to be forced to have forced vaccinations. He never signed it, though, Mike. He never signed the executive order. He said he was going to, but he didn't.
Totally unconstitutional as it stands, although that doesn't seem to stop most of the liberal judges.
No, but the thing is, there's nothing to fight because he didn't sign anything. You can't take it to court.
Yeah.
Right? Because there's really no mandate. Right. He didn't sign the mandate. He just said, we're going to sign a mandate. Yeah. And all these companies said, well, I guess they're going to sign the mandate, so we better put the mandate in. Well, guess what? Poland got out of communism only because of the Solidarity Movement. I don't know if people are even they teach this today, but basically almost half of their workforce, 30% of the workforce, just simply stopped showing up for work. They were done. The whole country collapsed.
Well, watch and see.
And from that collapse emerged a democratic society.
And to your point, that's where it may need to go. I hate to say a collapse, but you know these Democrats are too stupid to realize the damage they're doing. I mean, in New York, you can't tell me that Kathy Hochul's not driving around town looking at sign after sign after sign from business owners that says, due to the incompetence of government, we can't find anybody to work. She can't be that stupid. She knows how to read, I think, right? So she knows the problems they're causing. She knows where you know, millions of people on unemployment in this country, yet we can't find anybody to go work, right? Can't find anybody to load boxes, right? They know what they're doing. It's going to take either that fight to say enough is enough, We're done paying the taxes. The crap. You know, I continue to say this too. People need to get involved on a very local level, right? You look at New York State. Mm-hmm. New York State is geographically conservative. If we win all those places, the school boards, the county executive races, yep. right, the town boards, if we win all those places and we all band together and fight New York City, we win. Guess how we do it? Mm-hmm. Every year we hear, well, as a county executive of Erie County, I'm only in control of 90% of the budget or 10% of the budget. Okay, well, get a set of stones and stop sending them to 90%. Right. Right?
Right.
I just want to see one county executive go, you know what? I'll go to jail for the weekend. I'm not sending you the money. And if we all didn't send him the money, this stuff ends real fast. But we do.
Why do we even have a county executive?
Right.
Why do we have $100,000+ salary if you don't control any of it? That's like saying we're going to pay the CEO $1 million, but you can only control 5 to 10% of what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
Nobody would ever do that. That's ridiculousness, right? But that's what we have, and not at only the county, but the city level, and so on and so forth. So, the Democrats are destroying this country, and you have to think they're destroying it on purpose, right? As you said, you know, the unemployment is on purpose,
right?
If they wanted to fix the economy, they know how to do it. We have history, folks. We can look back at the past and say what's worked and what hasn't, right? Look at the border. You can't look at the border and say this isn't absolutely intentional, right? If they tap Kamala Harris as a border czar, she hasn't even been there, right? If we just had an honest media, but the media is gone.
Yeah,
I mean, where the media is absolutely gone, they take their talking points directly, and they're getting paid off directly by the government,
yep.
right? So the deep state, whatever it is, or you want to call it, is absolutely there. It's absolutely true, and it's these entrenched bureaucrats and the intelligence community in the bureaucracies like the NIH and you know CDC and things like that. You know, that you change the heads out. I hope to God now Trump's going to run again, and he's going to win again. He won the last time. He's going to win again, right? And I just hope that they're unable to. And meanwhile, in Georgia, they're still destroying evidence, right? They just and the sad thing is, it's like the state attorney general is like, well, I've called on the U.S. Justice Department to investigate.
Oh, there you go.
You should be in there with like your own sheriff confiscating the stuff.
The U.S.
Right?
Justice Department,
right? Please, right?
Well, we didn't find anything here. You might as well send in the Moreland Commission from New York State. I mean,
exactly.
What a joke!
Exactly.
What a joke. A few things here before we wrap up. Defund the police has led to more spending, hot spot policing. Of course, we knew that was going to happen. So you've got, you know,
and more crime,
win-win. Lot more crime,
way
more crime,
spending and more crime.
Yeah. So
look at that.
As the government always does, let's cause a problem and then let's pay a lot more money to try to fix the problem, right? And of course, you can hire all the police officers you want, unless you're going to get the stones to actually back them. It doesn't matter. Right. Hire 700,000 police officers as opposed to 100. If you're going to blame them because somebody
it's
goes
crazy.
In and robs a 7-Eleven and then that person gets hurt, they're just all going to watch the person rob the 7-Eleven. I mean, that's what they've got families, too. They got lives, too. Right. You got to back these people.
So what's the next thing that they need to do, Mike? What's the next thing on their agenda that they really need to have happen for their total communist socialist takeover to go
well,
through?
Well, taking away our guns, that's for sure.
Taking away the guns, right. So there was a recent shooting in Texas, right?
Yep.
There was a school shooting in Texas. A kid shot 4 other people, and nobody was killed, fortunately, but it was, you know, he shot 4 other people, right?
Yeah.
It was a fight in the school. It wasn't like a targeted thing. There was a fight in the school. He happened to have a gun. He started shooting. He shot 4 people, including a teacher, right? They released that guy in $75,000 bail.
Unreal.
Right?
Unreal. Could
now,
you
tell
imagine
me that doesn't invite more of that?
Could you imagine that? What goes through your brain as a Democrat?
In Texas.
To say,
in Texas.
We're going to release this person who shot 4 people.
Yep. Right.
$75,000
too. Invite. So tell me that doesn't send a message to all these other, you know, potential perpetrators to say, guess what? You too can bring a gun to school, and there won't be very many consequences. You'll get bailed out with $75,000 bail. No
dealer,
problem. You'll be able to post out tomorrow.
How many drug dealers have $75,000 in their pocket? A lot of them.
Crazy.
Yeah, you froze again.
Absolutely crazy.
We'll wrap up here.
Yeah, you too.
One last thing. Marijuana abuse could lead to increase of risk of breakthrough COVID infections. So just for those of you out there that are doing marijuana, now that's on the list to also spread COVID. So I think walking down the street now spreads COVID. This was out of WBN.com this morning. I thought that was funny. So everything spreads COVID. It doesn't matter what it is. If you blow your nose, if you get up and pee in the morning, It's probably going to spread COVID. All right. Go to our Facebook page. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Our website, thefinancialguys.com. We do manage money for a living. If you think like us, use our team as a resource. Our Facebook page, our Twitter page. We post a lot of the stuff that we talk about. We are in the process of moving over to the other platforms as well. So we'll continue to keep you abreast of that. And go to our website, all educational programs too. We got a TFG Academy where we do social security planning, estate planning videos, retirement planning videos, and we do manage money for a living. It is also Medicare season. So if you need help with Medicare, we've got AHIP certified Medicare reps that can help. And of course, home and auto, give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. It's so easy, a liberal could do it. All right, on behalf of Mike Lomas, Gunn Wiggle, we'll see you next week. Take care.